everyone, welcome to Animation Nation. I am your host, Primetime, here with the latest news on animation and pop culture. Hopefully everyone's having a wonderful day, no matter where you are around the world. Alright, first off, I want to mention this. I was thinking of making a regular episode so far, because I had a lot of things in mind. But as of right now, there has been a big of a bombshell with what's going on yesterday night and today, apparently. So I know I mentioned before I don't want to go back to the for previous episode. They don't want to go back to the whole Sanji situation, but apparently there has been a leaked document or a contract, so to speak, that has been opened letter. And apparently I just heard from many people today that there has been more contracts being leaked on the side of Zion or something like that. Sayu. So I will be covering that and give you my thoughts on this sort of thing. I was going to talk about the Yuzu emulation stuff, but I think this one's a bit more important because this is a contract that has been leaked. I want to give you guys my thoughts. Now, I would mention this. I have the contract. This was from edited by the person by the name of the Depressed Nosaki, who had his followers, who was able to screenshot the contracts from a streamer by the name of Legal Eagle. And so they have some like compilation of screenshots to make the document, you know, readable and all that sort of stuff. Does that make sense? Sorry for the background noise. I don't know what's going on. It's some type of stuff going on out on the street so far. But yeah. So first off, I just want to say I'm not gonna read the whole contract. This will take around 2 hours to piece it together piece by piece. So instead, I read the contract. I saw the videos made on the contract. So I was able to make at least a few important points contained within the contract. And that seems a bit important to point out, honestly. And instead of giving you guys the whole thing, because again, it can take so long, we just give you guys the important bullet points just to ease it up a little bit. If you guys want to go take a look at the contract, I recommend you guys go to Legal Eagle or The Prison Soggy, which he has a live stream, who was able to have the stitched contract that is pinned in his live stream. So I was able to get it, which from the looks of things is gonna look interesting. So right now I'm go. So first off, I don't know how to do this since I never read a contract, or at least read a contract in a podcast before. So this is gonna be something new and raw. So I'm gonna give you guys at least the important bullet points so far. So so first off, we're gonna give you guys the first important bullet point, which is around Article 4 consideration. The consideration of the VTuber activities shall be as follows. 1. Consideration of distribution content of the contents. 50% of the amount of paid to and actually received by Party A, which is the VTuber in question, with respect for distribution of contacts. Also, I want to give you contacts. So Party A is the VTuber and Party B is the company, Nijisanji/Anycolor. Just to give you guys a clarification for that. Anyways, continue. Number 2. Exclusive fees in the event of a Party A, the VTuber, determines with necessary for Party B to purchase new equipment for performing distributing the context, Party B and Party B purchases the equipment designed by Party A. Party B may charge Party B for an amount of equivalent to the cost of the lot of such purchase, around 200,000 yen, which is roughly around 1,300 USD. Provided, however, no exclusive fees will be charged if this agreement terminated due to the cancellation, termination, or other circumstances. Alright. Next one. Here's a continuation. By the last day of the month following the month, and includes the date of execution of this agreement. Next, actual cost. So basically saying from that is that Nijisanji takes 50% of your revenue, basically. The way the Prison Soggy words it is that, let's say you get around $60,000, right? Take away around 50. Basically, around 50,000, basically. But that's like the big chunk, like 50% of your cut being go to the company. That is just outrageous. And also, not to mention, YouTube also takes like I don't know what cut they took. I think like 30% of the YouTube's revenue, I believe, they took. So that's gonna be a hefty thing to do. So, and also, this is before taxes as well. So that's another thing to think about. Now, here's another one. Article five. Actual cost. The actual cost transformation when the VTuber goes to the office or visits the office at the request of the company. The actual cost of expenses incurred in connections with the execution of the work of the company. Here, the refers to as the actual cost, etc. Shall be borne by the party by the VTuber. Now, companies number two. Companies shall issue and send to the party the VTuber any invoice stating the amount of the actual cost, etc. By the third business day of the month following the month in which the actual costs, etc., are incurred. All right. Now this one's Article 6. Party B shall not be subtracted all or party of the VTuber activities to a third party or jointly with a third party excepted with prior written consent of Party A. Basically saying a third party an animator, guy who makes merchandise, so to speak, can be part of the VTuber activities unless it's consent by the company. Seems a bit fair, I guess, in my opinion. But what it seems a bit fair. In event that the company subtracts all or part of the VTuber activities to the third party, or jointly conducts these activities with a third party in accordance with the provisions of the proceedings paragraph, Party B shall impose on such third party same obligations as those of Party B set forth in this agreement, and shall be jointly and severely liable with third party for the acts of such a third party. So basically saying that if anything happens with you and the consultant of the whoever you're hiring, it's on you. It's not the company's fault. It's on you, the VTuber. We don't have no obligations on this sort of matter. You guys are obligated to do that sort of stuff. Well, we have nothing to do about it. But if you guys give consent, then it's also part of it. If you guys allowed to have this third party to interact, at least engage with VTuber's activities, and you're the one who gives them consent in the first place. I don't know, it's probably just me, but I'm just saying, if you actually allow them to do so, I'm pretty sure that it's also going to be your fault as well, because honestly, to be honest, man, He's just getting fucking weird because you give them permission. Well, why are you doing this? Anyways, let's continue. Article 7 provisions information, which is basically Party B shall provide the Party A with a certain information, which is the information requested by the Party A. Second, Party B shall not conduct with the VTuber activities without providing the information with Party A in according to with the provisions of paragraph first. Party B shall not provide false information with Party A when providing the information for the accordance with the provisions of paragraph 1. In the event that the information provided to Party 4 in accordance to the provisions of Party of the paragraph 1st is amended, Party B should immediately provide the Party A with the amended information in the way of the method designed by Party A. In the event that set in the paragraph and preceding paragraph, if requested by Party A, and six, Party B shall submit to Party A materials to provide the information. Again, this document has basically just been, scratch. So there's gonna be a few, a little bit misdemeanors or whatever, like a few hitches and stuff. But we'll just say the Q7 through. When requested by Party A, then Party B shall participate in meetings, conferences, and the Party A deems necessary to have the execution of future activities and shall cooperate with the operation of the program. Right, Party A, except the cases where Party A deems that there are unavoidable reasons. Party B is requested for Party A to appear as the character or engage in other activities as part of the V2 activities. Party B shall comply in such requests, which basically just most of that is basically just common sense. Article 9, conduct training. Now this is going to be a bit interesting. Now, Party B shall participate in the VTuber training program upon request of Party A, aka the company. The timing and the location of the VTuber training program are the message implication of the VTuber training program, and if Party B refuses to participate in the training program without justifiable reason, despite the request of Party A, the company may terminate this agreement, including individuals' agreements in this article. Party A, aka the company, shall not be liable to compensate for any damages incurred by Party B as a result of cancellation of this agreement pursuant to the provisions and proceedings of paragraphs. Basically saying that if you refuse to participate in this training program without any like these misfollow reasons, despite the requests of Party A or whatever, you'll be terminated on the spot. Yeah. You'll be terminated on the spot if you don't do the training program, which is, I don't know, I mean, it's kind of harsh, but it depends on, like, if the talent in question already has some type of, like, proper, I wouldn't say training, but proper, like, knowledge of what to do, basically, like I've been this before. Now, Article 10 is not that much, it's just, like, common sense stuff. There's a lot of like common sense things, which is like not that much, not much important. But what is important is what contains what's inside of Article 10 and 11, which one of them says information that contains discriminatory remarks or hate speech. And there's another one that says images, etc., may be caused by trouble and discomfort to a third party. And for periods of time, at least 6 months after the end of the agreement, or the individual's agreement, if the end of the agreement is during the effective period of the individual agreement, Party B may not distribute the images and etc., including, but not limited to, video distributions and videos or hosting services and audio distributions, and the VTuber of the third party without any prior written consent. No reason why he mentioned those types of these PowerPoints. So the whole thing, all these common sense, is that like these types of PowerPoints would lead you to some type of concern and potentially termination, or these restrictions of revenue. Because according to one of the documents that says that if you've done any of the following of these types of actions, you'll be cut, your revenue will be cut, or at least be terminated. But most likely be cut. So basically saying that in the event a Party B fails under the following items, Party A may demand from Party B a permanently equivalent revenue of 50% of the amount of consideration. Stipulate around Article 4, Paragraph 1, and above the month, proceeding of the month in which the date of relevant event falls. So not only does the company take 50% of your revenue, if you've been, let's say, misbehaving, they also take another 50% of your revenue. You stick with 100% of your revenue. Does not include YouTube's cut or before taxes. Even misbehaving, they get another 50%, 100% of your revenue being transferred to that company. Honestly, that is very, very, very harsh, not gonna lie. Number two, no, notwithstanding the provisions of proceedings of paragraph in event of Party B breaches, provisions article of LS, one of the following amounts. One, the amount of equivalent of the total amount of consideration received by Party A pursuant to the provisions in this agreement for the individual agreement during the period when the Party B was in breach of Article 15, Paragraph 4, the amount of equivalent of the total amount of consideration received by Party B from Party A based on provisions in this agreement or the individual agreement for the 12 months prior to the month where the second party was found to breach Article 15, Paragraph 4, or Article 15, Paragraph 5, the amount of remuneration for activities related to the said violation and any other money obtained by Party B, regardless of the normal, or regardless of it is normal or not, basically. But yeah, there's like a lot of things that seems to be covered towards this document so far. And there's most of them usually just say that there is also a duration where once the library has been graduated, they have at least a period of 6 months before anyone could join in the second party. Because during the second months, no one is able to at least join anyone else until those 6 months are up. That makes sense. However, despite that, there has been two talents within their branch, at least within the company, have graduated. But however, their duration has been short because one of them took around like at least a month or two to join another company. And the other one only took like a couple weeks and then they joined. Apparently they're not following their own contracts. Apparently the company's not following their own fucking contracts they just established. What the heck? 6 months duration. It cannot be picked up by anyone else after they graduated. But you have two people who did not wait 6 months and they went to a different company. What the fuck? what the hell? Anyways, Article 20 is around termination. Now, in the event of that a party breaches of any provisions of this agreement and does not cure such breach unreasonable period of time, in the event of Party B receives a seizure of provisional seizures and provisional dispositions, etc., or a disposition of tax delinquency or a petition of a consensual actions. Third, in the event that which is an application of covenants of the pursuers of bankruptcy, corporate arrangements or civil rehabilitation, covenants of proceedings of corporate organization or commercial special liquidation, or in the event that is arises or any circumstances that gives rise of thereto. Four, in event that there is an act of betrayal against Party A or any act of against public in order to morals, and Party A determines your unreasonable continues to contractual relationships. And five, in the event of the check or a bill is dishonored, or there has been a situation such as payments, suspicions, etc. Two, which is a separate one from this, which kind of has like some around termination, but this all leads to events to one. So basically, two is the event of Party A terminates this agreement to provisions of proceedings paragraphs, and party A may demand the party B delivered the deliverables that have been completed or are in the process of being completed by the time of such termination. So yeah, if Dokuber was still in there and she does all this sort of stuff, like, then it's gonna be like a bit of a problem right there. I'm not gonna lie. Also, there's also a run around the terms. We speak with mentions that the anything that the VTuber questions involved of anything outside, whether it be bully somewhere like bully harassment as well as like other things that doesn't seem like close tied with the has like something seen as like not suitable for the company. The company has no obligation to be involved in any of this with other VTubers. Basically saying, if you've been harassed or bullied from any other VTubers, the company has no compensation for you to be, at least, like, get helped or anything else. Or at least, like, aid. Basically saying, you're on your own. You're on your own. We won't give a fuck that you're bullied. You're being bullied or whatever. You're on your own. Which is again, kind of fucked up. And honestly, it really is kind of fucked up. To say the least, like, your company, you don't seem to protect your fucking quote unquote money makers. But anyways, so the summary of all this up from the video I mentioned before, which he mentions that around these 11 points that the document contained, that does not seem very suitable. One is the Nijisanji also gets to decide where the livers do their job. Two, Nijisanji only gives around 1,300 to at least 200,000 yen in tech and PC support, and really only gives it when they deem it is necessary. Three, much of the contract terms is vague, and a lot of them are unenforceable. Four, any money, intelligible objects, prizes, etc. that talents get wish list under Nijisanji will be directed to Nijisanji and not the libraries themselves. Basically saying they get all your stuff. They have all your fucking play buttons. That's on them. They hire like all the shit you have. They see all your animators and shit like that. They made on the side and you pay them. Like, nah. Nah, it's ours now. It's ours. It's like the animation industry. Basically, it's like, You draw something for them, even though you drew it, it's not under yours, it's theirs now. Or like if they hire like an independent studio, they did something for them, it's not yours now, it's the company's now. Even though they didn't do anything, but their stuff that they didn't make is now under their company. Five, now joining VTuber agencies for at least 6 months. Six, Niji not obligated to help settle problems. Seven, they can just straight up take all your money. Basically, like you mentioned before, they take 50% of revenue and 50% more if you've done something negative within the company. Eight, bound by the contract forever. Basically saying you're sit with this contract forever. Basically, you can't talk, you can't mention about them, you can't refer to them. If they do, then they have to do some legal matters, no matter what. Nine, Niji does not guarantee you anything, nothing at all. Ten, not signing contracts within 14 days equals this. And 11, minimal or maximum control and minimum profits so far. But yeah, that's what's been going on so far with this whole documentation. I keep seeing it's been hell. Like, I keep getting like a notification about this leaked document, and I thought it wasn't true until this live stream was like popping all over the feed, and apparently it comes out to be true. We're not sure who leaked this document. The document in question, we're not sure who did it. People say is Zion, but it hasn't been confirmed in any sort of way. So there's gonna be a lot of misinformation going on of who actually leaked this document. Again, we're not sure who, But apparently, from what we could tell from the leaked document, the leaked contract from Zion that has been released just now, apparently, this seems to be more live. This seems to be more true. Which is more concerning, honestly, and I don't think this is a company you want to work for again. Now, these ones, they may amend the contract and the library assume that they have to have agreed. If they don't object for at least 14 days, if they pretty much do anything in their VTuber persona, note that these ones, they dedicate their communication channels and may comply to the library to do things like tweeting, so they may potentially compel a library to tweet some random things, thus agreeing the contract, the amendments they didn't know they existed. Also, almost of the contracts in the specific surviving the end of the contract, though not to the provisions that provided the rest of surviving, so who knows that it is. Basically, the main bullet points people are concerning is basically A, the company takes 50% income, only reduce around $1,300 on necessities, A, penalty equals another 50%, and last, have to, aka return, personal property bought while a library was being graduated. Who wants to work with this company? Again, it's just all going downhill. It's just more and more and more. It is just insane how this company going down the drain so far. There's also been another news apparently yesterday that a VTuber focused convention called Ofkai has recently mentioned they have asked Nishisan the trio to ensure positive experiment. They're basically saying they dropped three members from the Sanji due to the following few concerns of their attendees would negatively impact the desired positive conventions. This is coming from Dextoro.com. The following news of Suzanne Takase's termination of Nishisanji's alleged toxic environment, the agency has been taking sizable reputation hits in the wider VTuber community. Despite the CEO's insurance, changes would be made to prevent a similar situation in the future. Many fans are upset with the transpired. These controversial events, Nishisanji's loose collaboration opportunities with official partners like Hype, the computer company, withdraw on February 7th. With that in mind, the popular convention of Kai Expo, which is a few months away, Nishisanji had an opportunity to reach out its fans and potentially improve the situation, but that won't be happening anymore. Because apparently, over at Twitter last night, that it has been cancelled, the Nishisanji panel featuring three members of Etheria. After thoughtful consideration, of Kai Expo believes that the recent events have resulted in an environment where Etheria appearing would not be conceived to a positive convention experience for any color English livers or our attendees. This continues with Anna Lawada, Millie Parfit, and Rimu Endo will not be appearing in Ofkai Expo 2024, and these three members previously said to be the lone Nishisanji representatives at the convention. Which furthermore, they also clarified that for the record, this was his decision made 2 weeks prior, has no relations to today's events or misunderstandings in reference to the concerns some guests and vendors were being due to reject of Nishisanji's influence. The VTuber convention has also had these claims ensuring that Nishisanji has not influenced our guests or vendors to halt decisions at this point, and the claim stating that otherwise made them a deep concern. Now, This was made after the news, VTuber news broadcaster False ID was hearing a lot of situations when it comes to vendors and people selling art that were that he decided to reach out for more information about this sort of rejections from VTuber guests and vendors. And when he made that post, apparently the official Upkite Expo Twitter account made a response, and soon after they decide to check back and just cancel the appearance of these three these Sonya Livers. Now that this whole bombshell has been happening, apparently I guess one of the representatives were saying that they were waiting for Niji Sanji for the approval of for canceling their those livers their meetings for that, which again it's kinda iffy to think about that since they're going down the shitter, but apparently that's what they're saying. They're waiting for approval for that company, but people say this is a bad thing. I guess it is kind of a bad thing for the livers, but it's a good thing for Close Call because 2 weeks ago, I saw images ever since the whole, what's it called, when the CEO of Digisanji Riku made that quote-unquote apology statement, whatever, for the investments, I see images of a convention where a lot of fans were cosplaying as the Digisanji members reacting to the reacting and making fun of the CEO. One that were dressing up as Riku, pretending that he's like, you know, well dressed suit behind the panel, and he shows a contract. And people were fearing that this might cause a stir, like that's like these people might go into like harass the panel booths, harassing anyone who support Digisanji and the livers, or people might do the opposite where they just few of the Digisanji fans might harass the Doki Birth booth, Doki Birth artists, so on and so forth. And so they made a decision just in case any type of harassment or anything negative will come out of this situation. So it's a close call. It's bad timing, I guess, yes, but it is a reasonable close call that they made this decision. A lot of people are believing false for this, but apparently there has been suspicion, again, that there were some type of rejections from guests from Upkite Expo 2024. So there has been some type of prior for these sorts of vendors, and they were able to give us more details that they have prior make the decision 2 weeks ago before they made this cancellation for these livers. So there has been talks. But other than that, there I got a few bit chunks when it comes to the new contract has been leaked from Legal apparently this morning. Apparently it's coming from a person by the name of Yashu Ryo. And I was able to go to the False ID subreddit. Well, not subreddit. The False ID subreddit. The False ID Discord subreddit. Apparently this person that I mentioned is legit. I'm trying to find the image right now to see where is this person. Because they mentioned that he showed a screenshot that this person used to work for the Digisanji, apparently. Or is part of the staff members. I'm trying to find it real quick right now. Let's see. There's a statement document. Jesus Christ, like a lot. But it just there's like a lot of updates on going on because you're acting right now with the whole situation with this. This sort of stuff. Alright, because I'm trying to scroll up, and then there's like a lot of more conversations. I know someone posted information of this person who leaked this current new document, well, his contract. That's not document, but technically it is a document, but still it's a contract. But yeah, let's see. No, I'm not trying to waste the time. I'm just searching for the contract right now. I'm searching for the name of the person. I have it, just doesn't show the full name. They must have deleted it. Oh, okay, never mind. Here it is. Person by the name of Yoshitada Fumoto, executive officer, joined IndyColor Incorporated in 2018 after overseeing the launch of IndyColor's overall overseas VTuber project. He now presides over VTuber management. Prior to join the company, he launched several startup businesses in the distribution and education industries. Sorry about that. I had to scroll up just to find where the hell that image is, and I finally found it. Finally found it right there on the spot. So yeah, this person used to work for, currently work for Nijisanchi, and apparently this is the exact person who leaked this new contract document that has just been revealed. Now the contract document goes and it. By saying that this is part of Zion's contract document, which according to the tweet says, "Hi Zion, thank you for your time. Please, thank you for your time today. Please find the attachment of for you reference. If you need an English version of this document, we have previously sent you via email. As mentioned during today's call, we would like to check it, sign it, and then send it back to at least 4 p.m. JST, March 10th, in about an hour." So, yeah. So this is the document that's been leaked that prior to the termination of Zion Lonzo. Basically saying, article termination agreement, number one, notwithstanding the provisions of Article 22, paragraph first, that the agreement party A, party B, aka the company and the VTuber, agreed that the agreement shall terminate the date around March 10th, 2023. Provision set forth, the Article 28 agreement shall survive the termination of the agreement. Article 2, public announcement of termination agreement. Party A and Party B agreed to publicly announce externally on the corporate website of www.anycolor.co.jp or Twitter and other social media accounts maintained by the party A, and that the agreement has been terminated pursuant to paragraph first of the preceding articles and circumstances leading to the termination of this agreement. In the next prepared in the party A's reasonable discretions, article 3, confidentiality, party A and party B shall not disclose or divulge to any third parties the fact that they have entered into this agreement, the reasons for entering into this agreement, and the content from discussing the content of any other provisions of this agreement. So they keep repeating the words all the time. Anyways, this document keep repeating the words over and over and over again. But anyways, or any other related matters, as well as any other information concerning of virtual livers belonging to Party A that comes with Party B's acknowledgement. So this was made prior to Zion's termination, and this showcased everything that contains within the document, and that's what we're looking at currently. Also, Article 4, prohibition of slanderous and defamatory acts. After the execution of this May, neither Party B or Party A shall slander or define other parties, including the first party officers, employees. Number 2, slanderous information acts. stipulate the proceedings of paragraph shall include any act by which party B agrees with or encourages words or actions determined by the social credible of party A or mutual liars who belong to party A from the third parties. Again, they keep fucking repeating the same words over and over again. Just like branch out with the different vocabularies. Anyways, in the event that the other party violates any provisions of the agreement limited to the serving provisions or any provisions of agreement, party A and party B shall indefinitely the other parties for any other damages, not only direct but ordinary damages, but also lost profits and loss of the businesses and opportunities and business interruptions and indicated damages and resulting in therefrom. So a lot of this sort of articles kind of leads up to the bullet points. It kind of makes it plausible what this document contains. And also been another screenshot by saying, again from Zyolanta, saying, and I quote, "Hi, Yoshiro. Upon reading this, it sounds like, you know, like basically the company is saying that they will list out your chosen facts, which are still defamation to me, in a reasonable discretion of the Twitter. However, in Article 4, it appears that the document prevents me from explaining the context under the which those chosen facts occurred, since they may be claimed by your side," says, and I quote, "as words of actions that undermine the social credibility of Party A," which is the company. "Aside from this, I do need time to read this over again. Discusses what if it means fully in legal sense. Asking me to sign this within 1 hour is too soon, as I do have other commodities to attend to and will as well as and cannot be asked to simply operate on the schedule to the sole last minute. I require more time and properly addresses." So basically saying, they're formally saying, hey, you know what? They give her a document and she doesn't have much time to sign this document in a short span of time. And what did she say? And she said in a live stream mentioning that she was given at least 3 additional hours. He was like, I'm going to be like, look, I understand you want me to sign this, but I need to read the contracts. You're not giving me more time. Like, give me like the rest of the day or 2 days at least. At least a reasonable time period for me to read all these contracts. Don't give me like an hour. It's going to take a long time for just reading all these contracts. And just give me like, okay, fine, 3 hours. Is that how you get out of this sort of situation? Giving them a short span of time to let them to read the contracts? This is just ridiculous. This is stupid. Like, I'm telling you, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And I'm going to make another episode tomorrow about something else. But I just want to make this special episode because of this contract. To showcase the whole thing that has been going on, and we finally got what the contract looks like. And I agree, this contract is terrible. It is the most disgusting lucrative contract I have ever seen. Not having them to help you tackle any bullies of other VTubers or any situation outside the company or at least within the company on the way. Because look, Dokuber mentions that she has been harassed and bullied within the company from other livers, and this states in the contract that they have no obligation to step forward and protect her? What in the fuck? Not to mention that she paid them out of pocket. And if she pays those fucking artists and animators to make stuff for her and not the company, guess what? It doesn't matter. It's ours now. It doesn't matter. You paid. It's ours now. Fuck you. Fuck you too, buddy. Go fuck yourself. Now, to mention 50% of revenue taken, you do something lucrative, 51%. You live with zero. Zero. Nada. Zilch. Nothing. This is the most ridiculous fucking contract I ever fucking read. It is so stupid. It is abysmal. I understand there's going to be some people saying, but it's reasonable. Reasonable? What's the point of working for a company that are going to stick with all your revenue? Not to mention, they're not going to support you any other way. It's all by yourself. This is all your own. They're saying like, oh, it's all on you, man. It is all on you. No, it is wrong. It is fucking wrong. They're using you as a cash cow. They don't give a fuck about you. They give a fuck about their bottom line. They're corporates. They're corpos. They don't give a fuck about anyone except for themselves and their profits and their fucking margins. I'm telling you, even if you think you're gonna step up with the company, you're just fucking yourself over. Think about it. Just all I can see, just have some common decency. Know where you are, know your environment, and just move on. Understand that the environment that you're in is not safe, is not stable. Even if you believe it is, you might wake up. You gotta deal with a lot of this situation. It's not viable. It is just wrong. All of it, every single minute detail is just wrong. To the point where you have to go join another agency to wait 6 months? Like, motherfucker, you guys didn't do that to the last two. Yeah, for like a short period of time. You guys did, they didn't even follow their own the company did not follow the contracts they fucking established in the first place. Now, I know you guys are wondering, who are the two VTubers? Well, the two of them are simply obvious, everyone knows. It obviously is MachoCon and Kuro. Kuro obviously used to be Mr. Reyes. MachoCon was Nia Kasaka. And those two talents graduated, apparently, I'm going to say, separate. The two of them kind of graduated around the year of around August, around September. And then somewhere around there, according to the contract, they're supposed to wait until 6 months for them to go to another company. However, for some fucking reason, the company apparently just let that slide and just say, nah, you know what, nah, who cares, yeah, let them go, whatever. You guys didn't follow your contract, you just let them go and, like, go to another company, like VShoujo. These fucking corporates did not follow their own contracts that they fucking... And they just, like, established. They're lazy. They are irritating. They are lazy. Not to mention greedy as hell. And controllable. They all have controls of your social media as well. No shit. They control your life. This is the company I will not going to associate myself with. It is just wrong. All of it is just goddamn wrong. A few of them seems more, you know, appropriate. But other things like, you know, common sense. But most of what I read, it is abysmal. It is abysmal as hell. Oh my god. Only give me like $13? For PC support, motherfucker. I've heard that VTubing, getting like a good VTuber setup, costs around like $10,000 or more. $1,300 is just gonna be nothing but a camcorder, or at least maybe like a medium to low end fucking computer. That is not enough. My boy, you have enough money to give them like a fucking good setup. Not to mention, like I mentioned before about a few bullet points, that is very concerning that if any of these contracts, if any, according to the points I mentioned before about the information that contains discriminatory remarks of hate speech, as well as any forms of causes of trouble and discomfort for a third party, as well as information contract and discriminatory remarks of hate speech as well. What I'm trying to say is that, why did you guys do that to your other ones? What I'm trying to say is that, There has been many other livers done some of these acts. For another recent example is a person by the name of Uki Aleta, apparently. There was a few clips and moments where he was being, I guess, showing some of the hateful remarks to Caucasians, aka white people, basically. And then there was another liver who did some remarks when it comes to baseball, I heard. Somewhere around there. But mostly focus on this person with Uki Aleta. How come you guys didn't fucking do something about this if he's making those remarks? What in the heck? This company isn't following their fucking... They're not following their own contracts that they established. What kind of company is this? First 6 months and now this? This is sloppy. This is sloppy. My God. My God, this is just the most ridiculous thing I ever seen. I'm so glad Doki Burn and the other people who would stop associating with the company Pumu decides to leave that company, because apparently they're not following their own bullet points as they should. It is just wrong. They legit shot themselves in the fucking foot. They're hypocrites. They literally are hypocrites. It's like me saying, I'm not gonna fucking... It's like me saying my status in my own world, stop wearing red boots because I hate the color red, or red makes it more like I'm in danger or whatever. And I backtracked and just wear red boots. I don't know, it's like it's a poorly example, but what I'm trying to say is that they don't follow their own contracts that they established. Why the fuck is this company doing this sort of shit? There's... Look, I don't want to say that the way Ofkai... Ofkai canceled three of their livers. I don't want to say this company deserves it, so to speak, or have the livers deserves it, because this is there just to have fun. But mostly on the company, any color's fault for establishing this sort of practice they've done over the past few weeks, or mostly going to be a month already. And they brought this upon themselves. For what we just witnessed. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. Like, what the fuck? Look. At the end of the day, I know this podcast is going a bit too long, but I'm not going to make some final remarks at this point, because I won't do an episode tomorrow. But this isn't just a special report, because it's just breaking news at this point. Look. This company is hell. It is disgusting. And I believe this shows a good mark that no matter if it's an entertainment company, or any company at all, always read the fine print. Always, always read the fine print. Heck, you could have a lawyer read it. That's why I recommend it. I recommend to have at least a lawyer to read the contract you're about to sign. Either read it yourself or hire a lawyer. I know lawyers are expensive, but the cheapest part is just have yourself read in detail. This is important, because stuff like this could screw you over in the long time. Literally, long fucking time. And to this day, those livers I mentioned, the two of them who are transitioned to like to V Shoujo or whatever, they can't mention anything about the company, not even their past. They can't do that because it's part of the contract. This contract's taken by themselves. Even after termination, they can't do that anymore. Think about that. You sign a contract that is forever, forever. No matter if you're a part of another company or not, it sticks by you forever. This is just wrong. Completely wrong, honestly. Sometimes I'm gonna get a bit around here, but what I mentioned before is that ever since the contract's been out, there's been a lot of people talking about this sort of contract, and you know I'm just gonna watch it. Also, obviously, Omni make a video. Apparently, fucking Munohar makes a video right now or in the podcast, but I'm gonna watch this after this short episode. But any closing series for this is that again, read your contracts. Fuck Niki Sanji. They just go burn in hell for all I care. Burn the fucking yacht, and all I can say is just don't harass the livers. Again, do not harass them. Or don't even harass the fucking people who merchandise this sort of stuff, okay? They're just there to make money, alright? Don't harass any of the merch, the artists, or whatever. They're just there to make money. Just don't do that, alright? They just make you look like a dickhead, basically. I'm just being honest. You just make yourself look like a dickhead. But yeah, fuck Niki Sanji. They can just go to fucking hell. And fuck fucking Riku. This guy looks like he looks like a fucking drifter, honestly. I saw that guy for the first time. Like, on a photo. Dude looks like a fucking drifter. He looks like a fucking typical guy who just buys shit on ship of fucking Bitcoin, gets a fucking Lamborghini, or whatever. Like, you know, whatever. Compared to Yago, he looks like a guy who's just like, you know, makes like look like a fucking ray of sunshine. I also, one last thing, I asked one of the people about the history of the CEO Riku. Apparently this guy came from a wealthy family, apparently, and he started this company by being given money for him. It's basically the Japanese story of Donald Trump, how he was given riches from his family and then he started a business. I'm not saying Riku's like Trump, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying there's like similarities when it comes to that story with he, you know, came from a wealthy family and would give it a financial means to start his own business. And that's what he did. I was like, that explains it. I don't know the guy personally, but I'm just saying from what I heard, this guy seems like he was a spoiled brat. I don't know. I don't know if he's like a typical rich kid, but from what I guess, he probably might be is a spoiled rich kid brat, as far as I know. But who knows? But with that aside, that's it for today's podcast for this special report. There's a lot of stuff we went through so far, but there's apparently still more information on the way when it comes to this contracts and sort of stuff. But again, thank you for listening to today's episode, for guys. Hopefully you guys listen to follow or subscribe to our podcast for more information such as this. I'm probably going to make an episode tomorrow about something else aside from the Niki Sanji situation. But until then, this is Animation Nation. I'm your host, Prime Time here. Hopefully I get to see you guys tomorrow. So have a wonderful day and stay safe. Goodbye.